In the first Karam Pujya Gurudev's centenary days, I wanted from you, those who are trying to do the Pancha Prana Swahas just before taking food. And I have told also about Bali, Vaishva and Paragni Hota Vidhi. You should go to 1 lakh or more than that. Go ahead with it. It is only a 5 minute work every day. And those who do it, they can understand the importance of it. They can do it and let it grow. The most important thing about Param Pujya Gurudev is all of you to understand evolution. Even though I am trying to tell and tell and tell, I am not understood what exactly evolution is. Evolution, if you can understand, you can think in what we say in science, the quantum leaps from mineral quantum to plant kingdom, a jump, a evolution, and from plants, another quantum, to animals. And we, the humans, are, we can say, the most important animals. But still we are animals. And now the time has come for another quantum leap from animalism to divine people. So this is the first quantum jump which never happened to the whole. There were yogis, there are mahatmas, there are incarnations, such people here and there, one or two, have reached that jump from human animal to the divine human. There were people there, but they never learned it as a college, as a study. And anyone who wants to have this jump from animal to divine can do it now, if he wants to know it. So that is the most important thing that has happened from Param Pujya Gurudev. Just when I am giving you the example of Einstein in physics, as a jump from matter to energy, Param Pujya Gurudev has given the Einsteinic jump from animal to divine jump. So this jump of evolution from animals to divine, and always remember that human is an animal. Though he is human, he is animal. But he has two most important qualities which animals don't know. The first thing what the animals do, of course, you apes and others can walk like a human being, but well, when we see the humans, they are different in animals in this jump from a backbone which is parallel to earth has now become a vertical bone. That is the first human, it is a human thing, but he is an animal, and you can say that it is something like a gorilla or the apes, but they are animals. And the second point which the human animals do is the most important thing is the language. You can say an animal having language. But do you know what has happened because of that? Because of language, the animal evolution has jumped with leaps and bounds. Because animal is an animal. All animals are born and they are animals only. There is nothing specific in them. But the human animal, because of his language, can do the knowledge in a very, very fast way. That is the specific point of human animals. They can speak. And what does that speaking tell you? It tells you to learn what the animals have led in lakhs and lakhs of years in 1 or 2 years only. That is the jump which the animals has done by using the language. But still, they're animal. But if you can understand the intuition, the human animal who can understand intuition or in-tuition, the intuition that comes in, not from outside. That jump is still animal, but well, it almost gives you very, very close to divine thing. But what is intuition? Many people think that intuition is something like knowing well of something about loving people and giving them help and giving them develop, but it is nothing to do with love. Intuition has nothing to do with love. And many people think that they can think to many people something which they can tell about them, and you think it is intuition, but actually it is a developed intellectual technique. And those who are interesting to really understand can develop this, but it has nothing to do with intuition. And intuition is also nothing with psychism, either higher or lower. And when I say psychism, psychic techniques, you can think about what we call more developed way of senses. More developed senses have nothing to do with that. That is nothing to do with intuition. And seeing the voice of hearing the voice of something silence, it has also nothing to do with intuition. Try to understand that. What I am telling you, if you have to read all these things again, so that you know what intuition is not, then what exactly is intuition? Intuition is the synthetic understanding which is the prerogative of the soul, and it only becomes possible when the soul on its own level is reaching in two directions, towards the monad and towards the integrated, and perhaps even if only temporarily coordinated and at one personality. Nila has given you the definition, and I think all of you have got it in. So again, those who are interested, as I am telling it, can get it. Intuition is the synthetic understanding. Intuition is the synthetic understanding, which is the prerogative of the soul. And if you are not exactly understand soul, you can take the ego, the jivatma, what Krishna used to see, that he knows all his past births, Arjuna, but you know them all in Bhagavad Gita 4. So intuition is the synthetic understanding which is the prerogative of the soul, and it is only becomes possible when the soul on its own level is reaching in two directions, towards the monad, what you can say, what Shankaracharya used to say, Advaita, and towards the integrated, and perhaps even if only temporarily coordinated and at one personality. You have got it, the definitions, all of you? All of you have got it? Those who have seen it, put it capital S. Yeah, now you see the definition again. This is very, very important. Because with this I am going to tell you the 24 Brahmavalchas Gayatri Yantras. So again, those of you, see, intuition is the synthetic understanding which is the prerogative of the soul, and it only becomes possible when the soul on its own level is reaching in two directions, towards the monad and towards the integrated, and perhaps even if only temporarily coordinated and at one personality. All of you go through again the definition as I am reading it again. Intuition is the synthetic understanding which is the prerogative of the soul, and it only becomes possible when the soul on its own level is reaching in two directions, towards the monad and towards the integrated, and perhaps even if only temporarily coordinated and at one personality. In this context, what is the meaning of the word synthetic? Yes, you will understand. That is why I am trying to read it. But really beautiful question. The real meaning of the word synthetic in this definition of intuition. I will tell you, when I am telling you the first yantra in Brahmavalchas, what exactly you mean by the synthetic aspect of this definition. So just wait. Very clear, all of you, the definition? What is the monad? Yes, that is a real question. What I am telling about ego, you know, it is, probably you can understand in your mental level. Ego exists in the ego level. You can see that table which is being shown. All of you got it? Now, when you are seeing this, I am telling about the monad. Now, When you are seeing this figure, to meditate, the science of meditation, you go down and down into the seventh level, the physical plane. All of you got it? All of you got it? You're okay. And now when the physical plane, you go to the emotional and then you go to the mental, do you find an yellow colored ego triangle? All of you got it? Now, this Atma, Manas, Buddhi in the mental level has a dot, 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 dot line, horizontal line, going just below ego. You can see the red colored cosmic gas underlined by a dashed line. Can you see? Now you see the mental level. In mental level, there are seven levels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 levels in mental level. Of this, the 1, 2, 3, 4, there is a dashed line. And above it is 1, 2, 3. These are the 4 plus 3 levels of mental plane. In this mental plane, the first 4, you can tell them as what we can say, concrete mind. When we say the concrete mind on these means, that is, it can be known as sarupa. That is, you can take things which you know, which you can feel, which you can define. You understand what I am trying to tell you about sarupa mind or the concrete mind, all of you? When you go up the other 3 levels, they are sold as the arupa mind. In English, what we'll call an abstract mind. So you can see about the mental level, you have 2 different levels of mind, the concrete mind and the abstract mind. In the concrete mind, you have something very clear when you are talking about. When you say a book, you know what is a book. When you say a monkey, you know what is a monkey is, and you know that it is different with something else. Very clear. But when you go into the abstract level, let us say something like love or something sweet, you know what it means, all of you. But yes, what is sweet? It is something abstract. Love, it is something abstract. It is something which you know and you can think about it and you can think and change your thoughts about it. But what you are thinking about then has nothing concrete in it. But maybe they are of very great value for you. Are you able to understand? You understood the sarupa and the arupa levels, the 4 sarupa levels and the 3 arupa levels. Okay. Now you see the figure, ego. This ego is your jivatma. Be very clear about this triangle. Atma, buddhi and manas. Concentrate yourself on that. The jivatma. This is what in the 4th Bhagavad Gita Krishna used to say, that bahuni me vetitani janmani tavacharjuna. Krishna could know about his ego and he know about all his past births, and Krishna didn't know anything about it. The same thing to me also. Our Parampuja Gurudev knows our all past births, and he also know about his past births. Very clearly he has told about it by giving 3 points which are very important. Sometimes I will tell you about it. I will tell you about the Kabir, and then that Samadhi Guru Ram Das, and then Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, and of course he is. And he knew all lives which is from his ego, from his jivatma in the abstract mind. And we, because we are not about the abstract mind, we don't know about them. Very clear. But this link of ego to ego, if one man knows about those links, about his past births, and you are very sure that he knows about them, you have to know about your past births. If he just says, yes, we are together, it's okay, there is enough. But do you know when? When you are ready to do as you want to do, the ego who knows about his past births, and he tells you that if these working I am asking you now to do, if you do, you are also known with us in my past births. Is my language very clear to you? So whenever you do something of Parampuja Gurudev's work, well, you are just like Arjuna in the Mahabharata, even though he doesn't know what to do. But once Krishna says, you do this, well, he gets it. And that is exactly what Parampuja Gurudev also has said, that I am telling you that I will give you your Rajasimhanas, literally, if you do as you want to do it. But all this is in the mental plane only, remember that. I am not going to add to the monad. I am in the mental plane. We all have our own ego, we are not knowing about it. But because we were with Parampuja Gurudev and he said that you were with me in these past births back and back, well, we are with him also many times. We were with him in Kabir Das naturally. That's why he has a special lament about it. We were with Samadhi Guru Ram Das. Yes, we had with Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. And now of course we are with Parampuja Gurudev. And maybe at now he must be having his own ego in another physical body. But he knows about his past births and he must be knowing now what he is going to do. And he also knows that we know what we are doing. And well, he knows to tell us, if he thinks, if we are doing a work which is not doing as Parampuja Gurudev wanted us to do. Is it very clear about this ego? All of you got it? Okay. Now, go ahead to the upper levels. There is a antakarana. Bridge. Are you seeing? The ego linked with a point in the seventh plane of mind level, and then we have an intuition, the buddhic perception, and really, you try to understand the antakarana. And when you say antakarana, it means the same antakarana, manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. The aham is the ego, the triangle, the abstract mind. The manas is of course the real concrete four levels. Buddhi is the intuitional level, above mind. All of you got it? Aham, manas, buddhi. And all these three, when it gives you the totality of your habits, are known chitta. Now you understood these four things of antakarana, manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara. And now, what we are trying to do is, our mind in the seventh plane level will jump into the seventh plane in intuition, buddhic plane, and from it you will jump into the Atma, that is in the Atmic level, the spiritual level. All of you got these three triangles? This is your Atma. So the seventh, third spiritual point is Atma, the intuition level is Buddhi, and in the mind point is Manas. So that is what we have, the Atma, Buddhi and Manas. Is it very clear? When you think about this thing, Atma, Buddhi and Manas, but you should know these things. The mind is the highest level of mind, the seventh level of mind, intuition in the highest level, and spiritual in the highest level. So what does it mean? If you know the mind point in Atma, Buddhi and Manas, the Manas knows all the seven levels of mind. And when you say Buddhi, it means the seven levels of intuition. And when you say the Atma, it means the seven levels of Atma. So in this way, the spiritual has seven levels, intuition has seven levels, and mental has seven levels, the 21 levels. The 21 levels. Is it very clear to all of you? And the link is from the fourth level of mind, the highest concrete mind, to the seventh level of mind, to the seventh level of Buddhi, and into the seventh level of spiritual. Well, this is what we talk about, Manas, Buddhi and Chitta. You just go into one more level, you see the monad, seven levels there. In the first level of monad is activity and wisdom, and the sankalpa, will, is in the monadic. So what I was telling you to know in intuition, if you know the definition of intuition, you see the definition of, to all of you have been given the definition, go to that, but I am now talking about you. Intuition is the synthetic understanding which is the prerogative of the soul and only becomes possible when the soul on its own level is reaching in two directions. When I say soul, you always remember I am talking the ego. The ego is in the higher 1, 2, 3 levels of mind. Ego. That is the soul. Ego is the name of soul. Now you see, the ego, in the higher level, it goes to the monadic level of sankalpa. Is it very clear to all of you? It has 21 levels of consciousness. 7 levels of intuition, 7 levels of Atma, and 7 levels of Anupadaka or monad. Very clear? And when you see the ego downwards, again you have the 7 mental, 7 emotional, and 7 physical, the 21 levels. So ego is to go into the two directions. One is go into the monad and towards the integrated, and perhaps, only sometimes, the coordinated atonement of personality. What is it? Where your physical, emotional and mental units are in a line. You are able to see the personality in brackets. Personality on the right side, lost. All of you see the personality? The dark triangle down, going up into the yellow ego, You see the personality, all of you? So this is the personality on one side of the ego, and then there is the spiritual triangle and the monad upwards, and ego is in between them. Is it now very clear to all of you? Now, I am reading again what is intuition. Intuition is the synthetic understanding. What is synthetic? It is synthesis between the personality and the spiritual trail and the monad. So now, this is the real definition of intuition. So when you are in intuitional level, means you should be on one side linked with monad, with his sankalpa, and you have the three-in-one personality, what we can say, the bhūt, bhuvaha, svaha. And this bhūt, bhuvaha, svaha, the physical permit, all of you see what I am telling about the physical level, blue-colored world, a small circle, physical permanent atom, astral permanent atom, and the mental unit. These three in one. Bhur is physical, bhuvaha is astral, svaha is the mental unit. These three must be, as it is written there, at one personality. All of you got it? This is on this side. Well, it is not saying that it is always there, but when we are doing these things, we are having it. That is why I said, even if only temporarily. Right? And now when you are doing it, what is happening is, on one side this is at one med, Om Bhur Bhuva Svaha, where the Om means the physical, emotional, mental planes, above as a witness of these three permanent atoms. That is what I said, the real Om. So the Om is linked up with Bhur, Bhuvah, Svaha automatically. All of you got it? It is not Auma. Because Auma are three levels of physical consciousness, dream consciousness, and mental sleep consciousness. And they are three different things. It is not linked with you. If you are in dream, you are a dream only. If you are sleeping, you are sleeping. And you are in the wakeful consciousness. That is Auma. But when all these three are linked up, and when you say Om, something happens. The Om is in at-one-ment with these three points, with your physical, emotional and mental levels. Am I clear, all of you? But what we can say, this Om level is the Samadhi Sthiti. Is it all of you very clear? When I am saying Om, and I am saying Om with Oma, I am talking about the Samadhi Sthiti. That is what we have to know. And now Parampuja Gurudev says that out of 10 people in humanity, 6 are already are in that level. You can say it as Om. Right? You are now knew what is intuition. So what are you getting? You are going linked on one side, the ego, with monad. And now you are in the other way, you are an at-one personality. And in between these two is your ego, your jivatma. That is the definition of intuition. Very clear, the definition of intuition? All of you? What I would like you, later when the class is over, you have to read it and then go to sleep. Okay. Now, I will go to the Brahma Vachas first Adya Shakti. All of you have this? The Gayatri Yantram Shakti is Adya Shakti and Parabrahma. Mantrachara Tat and Bijachara Om. Adhyatmi Shakti Prajna. Laukika Shakti Diksha. Phalashruti Apta Kama Susamskarita. All of you have got it? All of you? Now, you go for the yantra. Now, let us say what exactly yantra is. You know what is yantra? The definition of yantra is a machine. So this is a machine. And whenever you have a machine, a yantra, you have to use it. Is it very clear to you all when I am saying about yantra? It is something like a yantra. It is not like yantra, but it is a yantra. And when you see a yantra, you should remember that it is a diagram of a yantra. When a diagram of a TV is something like that on a plane, but the TV is something physical in three dimensions. Similarly, the yantra also must be something which is physical for us, like a circuit of a TV. There is a good one. Okay? Now you see this and try to understand the real Brahmavarjas. For a yantra, the first definition of a yantra is in the above table. I have told about Phalashruti. Have you seen this? Phalashruti? Anyone has read the definition of Phalashruti, what it has given? Anyone? In English? What is the Phalashruti of this machine? Got it, all of you? So when you use this yantra, the Phalashruti, the result of using this yantra, is to give you apta kama. Do you know what does it mean, apta kama? Completely fulfilled desires. The definition of apta kama, any desire of yours is finished. Not finished by saying, so I don't want it, but already fulfilling it in getting it. Is it very clear about apta kama? But this fulfillment of your desires will be done by susamskarita, not by something, what I should say, like a dawn, I am saying in Mughal Reku, not like that. But we will do it by susamskarita. So when you are seeing the yantra we are seeing now, you should know that all your desires are fulfilled by susamskarita habits. That is the first step. And now you see this, the yantra. When you see this yantra, you have what we should say, the four square blue colored square. Om, Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyam. Are you seeing this yantra? All of you? The blue colored square. So what is Bhu, Om? You know what is Om. Bhu, Bhuvaha, Swaha are linked, therefore it becomes Mahaha. Is it very clear to you all? What up, the Om is there up, when it comes down, it becomes Mahaha. So whoever is in that Om level, he becomes a Maha, a Mahatma, a Mahajan, Mahabharata. All of you got that Mahaha because of Om? Very clear? All of you got Om, Bhu, Bhuvah, Swaha, Maha? All of you got it? But now, when you into that level, for our technical words, we can say that we are in the fourth dimension. We are in the third dimension, Bhur Bhuva Svaha. Maha is in the fourth dimension. And sometimes this is also known as the prana level. There are different defense of Maha. A Maha, the fourth dimension, is always pranavana, pranavan. And now when this Maha has to get his desires, he just can't do them just by himself. He should have some people to help him. That is Janaha. Is it not? You very clearly understood what is happening there. But when these people want to do this, they have to do some tapas. Tapas, I am not saying that you are thinking tapas for you, but you have to do an austerity, do some work. All people in scientists are doing tapaha for cancer meditation. In the laboratory, the tapaha is going on. These janaha are doing tapaha. Am I clear? And then what will happen? The truth, the result will come. So this yantra is the real technique of getting how to develop. Your bhur, bhuva, swaha are to become one, and then it goes into the maha, and maha you can say also as a power. And I will read that book, Power. But all of you to read that book. Wonderful book for power. You can very clearly understand what a real power is. That is Maha, the Pranavana. But what is the use of just having your own power with you? A breed of people, Janaha, must do this work. But then they have to do for something a very, very work for it, the Tapaha. And well, naturally, the Satyam, the result will come, the truth will come. So this is the first technique of the yantra. So whoever wants to this yantra, the first he should be in the maha level, and then he should link up with the people, and all these people must work for something to get the truth. This is the first steps you have to learn. And of course, Parampuja Gurudev has already done all these things for you. The only thing is you should get the Satyam, the truth. And he has told that all of you will get your thrones, and I am really talking about it. So that is us. And now this Om you are talking about is a state of consciousness. You can say it the fourth dimension, the Maha level, or whatever you want it. But when you are trying to this with the people of Janaha, your center life must be with Om, is it not? So that Om is in the center. Om in the center and the three triangles. What is your three triangles? Your physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body. That is the real triangle. Okay, you are seeing that, all of you seeing the Om there, you are sitting in the body, but you are seeing the ego lotus, but again that lotus is in Om. And do you know when I am talking about the yogic lotus, you are in the mental levels, higher three levels. Is it very clear to all of you? Very clear about this figure? Om and nine petals, all of you? Those who are seeing this, you just put nine. I can understand you are using the nine petals of the ego. Got it? Now, you see the yantra. All of you seeing a lotus petals there, Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhago Devasya Dhimahi, Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. All of you got it? These are the 9 petals of your ego. When you say ego, you will understand what I am talking about. That is what Parampuja Gurudev was telling about his 9 petals. The egoic petals. But the Om, the Bhur Bhuva Swaha, or the physical, emotional, mental triangle, when it tries to go into the egoic lotus of these 9 petals, it has 3 techniques in his physical body. You see that. Bhur Bhuvah Swaha is the above 3 triangles, above Om, between the egoic lotus. All of you are seeing this. Bhur Bhuvah Swaha. And then you have below. Again you have the Bhur Bhuvah Swaha. About that, tomorrow I will tell you. Because I just can't finish that yantra today. Wow, wow, wow. Tomorrow, I will tell you more about this yantra and how to utilize for apta kama and susanskara. But you read the Shakti of Adya Shakti and Parabrahma, the mantra Chhat Tat and Bija Chhat Om, and the Adhyatmika Shakti is Prajna, and the Laukik Shakti is Dicha. Tomorrow I will start directly with this.